Crowell. And
it's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Yes. Alanis Morissette.
Yep. It is clearly.
It's Friday.
So, Andy, you've got, what, two dogs? Andy Kamenetsky's in for John today. The whole gang is hanging out here, whatever. I'm wearing my chain, by the way. What do you think of my chain?
I love that chain.
Yeah. That's serious.
Bergman's got a chain.
Bergman, are you wearing your chain?
I got to go grab my chain from my office.
Got
I should have, though.
Got
love the chain.
Carlos Gutierrez.
Does Ireland have a chain?
Yeah, Ireland, J.I.
Curtis Granderson.
Yours would be good.
AK.
AK is perfect.
I'd wear an AK chain.
Yeah.
All right. We'll think about that.
That's a drop, dude. Seriously, thank you. I don't know why I find that funny. Maybe because of the Mets.
So, California, you've got two dogs, right?
Yep.
I've got two dogs and no kids. You've got two dogs and...
one child.
A human child.
A human child.
Yes. Where do you think California ranks in terms of spoiling its dogs per Forbes magazine?
Top three minimum.
Number two. New York is number one, where they sound ridiculous. I mean, they sound absolutely ridiculous. Here, we've got the right level of pampering.
When you lived in New York, did you have a dog there?
No. Yes, I did. I did have a dog.
So you
there.
Experienced New York dog culture.
New York dog culture is interesting because you're walking a lot. You're
right.
Out there walking a lot. I had a park down the street from me, so Hollis went to the dog park.
Hollis was in New York?
Hollis was in New York,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I never dressed him in clothes. I never did any of that stuff. New Yorkers tend to dress their dogs in clothes. Now, California ranks second on the list with the most spoiled dogs. Californians more likely than any other state's residents to treat their dogs to a special restaurant order, such as a Starbucks Puppuccino.
Puppuccino.
Now, is this the thing you know about?
Not only do I know about it, my little dog's had a Puppuccino.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this. What is a Puppuccino?
It's basically a cup of whipped cream. That's really all it is.
That's all it is a cup of whipped cream?
It's a cup of whipped cream. I got
my dogs love whipped cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My daughter, when she was probably about 5 or 6, she really wanted our little dog to get a Puppuccino. and so we got her the Puppuccino. I've got a video. I'll see if I can find it of our dog lapping from the cup.
Yes.
Of whipped cream.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. She declared that it was our dog's birthday that day. And because it was her birthday,
she got a Puppuccino.
Yes.
Well, that's very nice. I had no idea that such a thing existed.
They're very popular.
Here's another one. California residents also rank second in the nation for spending more money on their dog's health and grooming than they do on themselves.
Actually, feels believable.
Feels believable to
it
me,
really
too.
It really does.
Yeah, feels believable. So I've got Sophie. She's on hydrocodone, Prozac, an inhaler because she's got COPD.
How do you give a dog an inhaler?
As soon as you give the dog a treat after they do the inhaler, they'll do the inhaler every single time. Sophie
really?
Gets a treat after she does the inhaler. And there's one other thing that she's on. Not Ambien. That's Ireland. and then Fredo is on, like, heart medicine and vitamins and stuff like that.
I remember when you had the scare with Fredo.
Had the scare with Fredo, exactly. So my dogs technically take, and this is frightening, more medicines than I do.
Wow. And you're prescribed plenty.
And I get my share of meds.
You are exactly. A medical wonder.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people are like this, right? Like, so Fredo got sick. I'm going to be conservative here. It probably cost maybe $3,000.
It's expensive.
It's a lot of money.
It is really expensive. Like dog or cat surgeries, really, like even testing.
What would you do if they said $13,000?
I'd give him a lovely funeral.
No, would you really?
I can't drop $13,000 on my dog. Like I can't do it. Like I could technically write the check.
What's the most you would be willing to spend? What are your dogs' names?
Bobo is the big dog. Matilly's the little dog.
Bobo and Matilly.
I mean, a few grand. I would do a few grand.
A few meaning?
Like a few grand. $2,000 to $3,000.
$2,000 to $3,000.
$13,000.
But if they came to you and said, uh-oh, Matilly is, we need to do immediate surgery.
$13,000. I don't, it would cause a real dent.
$13,000 is a dent to anybody,
yeah,
right?
$13,000 is a lot. Again, could I technically pay it? Yes. Would it hurt? Oh, yeah.
Bergman, what's the most you would spend on? It's Lola, right?
Lola.
What's the most you would spend on Lola? God. You go to the vet, and the vet says, "All right, Lola's got a problem. We need to operate." Or
my microphone's on, Jorge.
Yeah,
it wasn't that loud.
But no, I would probably spend whatever it takes to keep her alive. So I would put it on a credit card. I would pay it off. I would get a whole different credit card for it.
Take out new credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
She's payday
that,
lending.
She's that important to my life and to my family.
See, I don't know.
Riley would lose it.
I don't know that I've got. I mean, I'm sure there is a limit. I just don't know what it is.
13 grand. I mean, you just happen to throw that out. Like 13
Why?
Grand.
What? So Fredo costs 3,000. I'm like, okay, what if it costs 10,000 more? So that's why I picked 13 right. grand.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. But people will do anything for their
sure.
dogs.
Oh, look. Would I be torn about it, even if I know I can't do it? Absolutely. I mean, it would rip me to shreds. Okay, I recently moved.
Yes.
And during the pandemic, the cat that I had for 15 years
mm-hmm.
died during the pandemic.
But 15?
Yeah, I had this cat for 15 years. She was an awesome cat.
Yes.
And when we recently moved, it was about a month ago.
Yep.
Setting up stuff. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, Belly, the cat, isn't with us. Like, we're in a new place
and your cat's gone.
I started crying.
Did you?
I actually broke down crying.
That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what it's like.
You
I get do. So attached to your pets. Like, it, you know, I did my crying when Belly had to get put down.
Right.
Like, I went through all that, but just all of a sudden it really dawned on me, man, like, she's not with me anymore.
Right.
And it just really upset me.
What do you like about cats?
They are underrated.
Are they underrated?
Yeah, they're underrated for their affection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not starved for attention 24/7 the way dogs are,
mm-hmm.
but they are sneaky affectionate. They are self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're somebody like you who's gone all the time, a cat would be great.
Well, yeah, I have a house sitter that comes
right.
over and lives with
you can,
Sophie and Fredo.
You can leave a cat by itself for 3, 4, maybe 5 days if you leave enough food out.
Yep.
They'll be mad as hell when you get home.
It's a tribute to Belly.
They're funny, too. Cats are really funny.
Was Belly B-E-L-L?
Her name was Belle, but when my then-girlfriend, now-wife, and I first started dating, I'd only had the cat for about a year.
Right.
I named her Belle after the Al Green song.
I was
trying to think of names, and that song by Al Green was playing. I was like, you know what? I'll name her Belle. And she just started calling her Belly, and then we just started calling her Belly, and then my daughter especially started calling her Belly, so
it became Belly.
Yeah.
Well, 15 is a good long life for a cat, isn't it?
15 is a terrific
life. Yeah, Sophie's 16. I don't worry so much about it. My Fredo's 6 and he's got stuff going on.
Well, my pit bull mix I know is 9 because he had been fostered, and the people that fostered happened to get his medical records, so I know he just turned 9 a little bit ago. The little dog, half Chihuahua, half Dachshund.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure how old she is. I know she's at least 6.5 because we've had her 6.5 years. I'm guessing 9 to 10, something like that.
Now, I would like to make one plea to people listening right now. Californians rank 3rd in the nation for pushing their dogs around in a stroller. I can hear Blossom Amanda in the next room.
It is not okay.
Yeah, 19% of dog owners in California push their dogs around in a stroller.
That ain't right.
It's just stupid.
No.
Who does that? By the way, there's other people that carry their dogs. You don't carry your dog anywhere. Your dog walks.
I only carry my little dog if she's not cooperating. Other than that, no, she walks.
Oh, so the dog's walking you.
Yeah, the big dog you can't carry.
Basically, yeah.
The 80-pounder I can't carry.
That's an interesting question, though. How much would you spend?
Yeah.
How much would you spend? Because there has to be a limit to what you would spend.
You start creeping up to 5-6 grand, it's going to get tough.
Yeah, I'm curious. If you're a pet owner, is there a limit? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. How do you square that in your head is an interesting question. By the way, earlier today we focused on original bad songs, and I just wanted to point out once again, I'm going to play one bad one and then one good one, okay? So here's the bad one. This is from Kanye West. These are actual bars from a Kanye West song.
These bars.
Poop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
There's some Kanye. Now, I want to play what I think is a great piece of music. We played this earlier. Listen to this and tell me this doesn't get you jacked up. It's got football all over it. That is the Amazon Thursday Night Football theme. Amazon's got Thursday Night Football, and including...
Now, is the Rams-Buffalo game only on Amazon, or is that on... That's
NBC.
A good question.
NBC.
Oh, it's a Thursday Night game. Even though it's Thursday, it's NBC's taking it as Sunday Night Football.
Yes, it's Sunday Night Football on Thursday night. Thursday. Thank you, Amanda.
God. Yeah, they're not going to put that one. In a medium.
Only on
everyone.
Amazon.
Yeah,
right.
They're not doing it with
that's not right.
Rams-Bills.
That's not right.
That's a good game.
Yeah, Rams. Oh, I am so excited for football season. I'm so excited that USC is going to be good, too. I actually came across some odds. USC, Bergman will... I want to get Bergman's take on this, too, because USC is currently 14-1 to win the college football national championship. They are the fifth best pick on the board. It goes Alabama 2-1, Ohio State 7-2, Georgia 19-4, Clemson 8-1, USC 14-1.
It's a lot of expectations. A
lot of expectations.
That is a lot of faith in Lincoln Riley being able to make some noise right away.
A lot of money, a lot of expectation.
Yeah.
So September the 3rd is the first game. That's against Rice. I'm going to head out to that game. You know, the season could... I mean, I haven't seen them play, so it's hard for me to say exactly how good they're going to be. But the second game of the season is at Stanford. I mean, that's an actual road test.
They typically play Stanford early.
Yeah, whenever they get Notre Dame late, they get Stanford early.
Yeah,
that's the way that works.
That's a regular thing.
Notre Dame, we got the last game of the year this year at the Coliseum.
That's a great test right away.
Yes.
Like, that's going to let you know, okay, how much have they advanced in this amount of time under Lincoln Riley? Because Stanford is always hard to play at.
Yeah, they are.
Even when they're not great, it's a hard place to go to.
By the way, UCLA 200-1 to win the college football national championship, Bergman.
You're telling me there's a chance is all I hear in that.
Yeah, there is a chance. 200-1.
200-1 is better than 2,000-1.
Yes, it is true.
I think they're going to do it.
UCLA, Purdue, Mississippi State, Minnesota, all 200-1.
Okay.
Powerhouses.
Powerhouses of the Big Ten coming up.
Now, you anticipate the UCLA is going to be good.
I do think they're going to be good. Here's the thing. If they don't win 9 or 10 games, and probably 10 games at this point, then Chip Kelly's going to be gone.
But you're not a DTR fan.
Well, I like DTR. He's a senior, but he's got teeny tiny little hands.
Doesn't it seem like he's been there for 9 years?
He has been there a long time.
He's been there a while.
Like, when
Four
you said
years,
DTR, I was like, wait a minute, it can't be him.
It is.
Like,
he came back. Yeah.
Yeah, he came back.
How is he allowed to keep coming back?
But, like, think about it. Him, who is a veteran quarterback that knows how to play in the system, is good. Yeah, he's, 45, but it's okay.
Yeah.
And Zach Charbonnet is your running back. They have a good offensive
but
line.
Why do I feel like... last year you just were all over DTR the entire season long.
Because most of the time he drops back to pass, the ball just kind of falls out
so
of his
So why do you
teeny,
have high
tiny
hopes at
hands.
All?
Because it's beginning of the season and I love them.
Small hands.
He has small hands.
Small hands and smells of cabbage, I believe. That's the...
Yes.
By the way, it's not hurting Kenny Pickett in preseason games.
Maybe he'll have
small
a
hands
great
Kenny.
Season and they'll make it to the national championship and then he'll get drafted first overall.
Excellent.
Even
you
with
know
his,
why I like DTR?
Because you met his mom.
I met his dad's girlfriend in Costa Rica and hung out with her. And I was impressed with her, and I assume DTR is a good kid.
He's turning 23 in November.
23?
Yes, he's turning 23.
Yeah, he has been around for a while. How does a guy that old still play quarterback in college?
How old is he?
He's going to turn 23 in November. His first season was in 2018.
Well, because of the pandemic year,
the pandemic,
you get that extra year. And actually, you got two extra years.
It feels like he has been around for so long.
Well, he has.
It is true. And he has. All right. Coming up next for you.
Go Bruins.
That UFO thing. That UFO thing I was talking about. I got that coming up for you next. Also, if you're a dog owner, is there a limit to what you would spend to save your dog? What is the number? I just want to know what everybody's number is. Like, what's the number? What is your... cold, hard, fast number. Pick a number. Tell me exactly.
And put it at $6,000.
Six grand.
$6,000's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
$6,000 is a lot of
money. But you got Kamenetsky money.
I do have Kamenetsky money. I got that Locked On Lakers money.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast you can find 5 days a week.
No Where?
The Locked On Network. Anywhere you get your podcasts. Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah.
You know, all those places.
All those places. I know Phyllis is very proud.
Phyllis is very proud. Yeah. She doesn't know how to access the podcast. but she's very
yes.
proud.
Mason in Ireland. Andy's in for John 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
What are you all yupping about?
This song.
One of the worst songs.
That is one of the worst.
Of all time.
Pretty bad.
Now, it was so bad, I actually owned this CD.
Tell me who this is?
Crash Test Dummies.
Crash Test Dummies, right. Isn't the chorus to this?
Yeah, it started off with it.
All right, so I tweeted out a picture of what I think is the most genuine looking UFO photo I have ever seen. So at Venice Mace, Andy, you can see it.
Yes, I can.
What do you think?
You know what it looks like to me? In Star Wars, the Imperial Cruisers.
Yes.
It looks like an Imperial Cruiser that's been photoshopped onto like an old timey photo.
So you think fake?
I think fake.
See, I think that's real.
I think it's fake.
I think that's real. What do you guys think? Bergman, did you look at it?
I'm going to look at it right now.
Yeah, look at it right now. I think it's real.
I think it's fake before I even look
before
at it.
Before you even look at it, you're going to go fake.
Okay.
You found it.
I think it looks like an Imperial Cruiser.
An Imperial, let's see. All right. You tweeted it out.
Yeah, I tweeted it out.
No, that's fake, man.
That's real.
Okay, look.
I think that's
UFOs
totally real.
UFOs don't actually look like they do in the movies.
I think that's a totally real UFO.
No.
The best photo I've ever seen. By the way,
they
this is
from Men in Black.
This is part of the what was declassified by the federal government when they opened the folders that said, here's all of our UFO stuff from all these years. We're finally going to tell you the truth. Out comes this picture. I think it's real.
Man, this looks like our chains.
That's what they look like, our chains. Right.
Enough
right.
said.
All right, so you sent out a picture of your... You can check that out, by the way, Twitter, at Venice Mace. You tweeted out a picture of your dogs.
Yes, I did.
They are very, very cute.
They are really cute. At Cam Brothers, you can see Bobo and Matilly.
Right now, I am tweeting out pictures of Fredo and Sophie, and I think they're slightly cuter.
And right upon tweeting this and having them look at me, I just decided my amount's going up to $10,000.
$10,000.
It's been $10,000. They just can't get sick at the same time. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, what is the cutoff for the most
grand,
you'd be willing to spend?
Here's the problem, though. If they both need $10,000 worth of surgery, $20,000
right,
is
no, that's
serious.
True. That's true.
Those dogs looking at you with this.
I know.
Oh.
I can't even, okay, every time those Sarah McLachlan commercials come on.
In the Eyes of an Angel?
I have to leave the room.
I do too.
I cannot stay
I
in the
I can't stand Sarah McLachlan because she does they've ruined that song.
Yes, every time I see Sarah McLachlan now, I think of animals dying.
Animals, and it's always like the most, it's
yes.
so difficult
they're
to watch.
They're all in those kennels and they're looking at you. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's wrong. How much are you willing to spend? Let's go to Jeff in Camarillo. Hey, Jeff, you're on 710. What's happening, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
Everything's great.
I spent $6,000 on my dog's surgery about 13 years ago.
Dog's still doing well?
She's doing great.
What kind of surgery?
They had to go in and clean out her intestines and her stomach that got clogged from puppies eating a lot of crap.
Right. So $10,000 and you're content with that?
No, 6,000.
So 6,000. You're cool with that?
Well, it was a lot of money at the time. It was right at Christmas time. But yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I
mean, there's really no decision.
Yeah, I see. I agree with him. There's really no decision.
It's, look, man, the finances are real, but it is hard. I mean, like, I remember when I was growing up, we had a golden retriever, and this dog ate a bunch of socks, and they got tangled up in his intestines, God. And we had to have surgery on the dog to get all those socks out from the intestines, and then the dog came home and immediately ate more socks.
Yeah.
He celebrated coming home by eating socks.
Yeah. Yeah, I've not heard a number yet that would make me say no.
10 grand per dog.
Part of it is age.
Right.
So I've got a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old. Probably go a lot further with the 6-year-old than I will with the 16-year-old, because I don't want to be the guy that keeps the dog alive just for me and
right.
The dog's not having a good time anymore.
That's ultimately when I mentioned before, during the pandemic, I had to put my cat down.
Right.
And ultimately, the vet told me we could maybe buy your cat 6 months.
Yeah.
That's as long as it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. Like, it's at that point, it's actually cruel to the animal. You're being selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Sid in Orange County. Hey, Sid, you're on 710. What's up, man?
The pandemic.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Your dog lover? Tell me about your dog.
Well, he's about 10 years old. And he collapsed last week in the middle of the night. So we took him to the ER, and they kept him there for a few days. And then, did a bunch of tests, MRI hit, and this and that. Anyways, the bill came out to around $14,000, and I paid it. And I'm happy that I did it because, you know, he's family. So
yeah.
Good for you, man. It's good for you, Sid.
That's rough, man.
Sid's
That's
right, rough, man. They are family.
They are family.
They're absolutely family.
And people will say to me, oh, Mason, you don't have kids. You treat your dogs too much like kids. Well, this is the closest thing I'm probably going to get.
Here's the thing. They're like family, and there are some members of my family that I would spend the money on my dogs over them, and it's not really.
Which members?
Not saying.
Not saying.
Most of them, thankfully, aren't with us
anymore. Let me get one more in here. Let's go to, oh, this guy's worst songs ever. Let's go to John in Mar Vista. Hey, John, you're on 710.
Hey,
what's up, man? Work. Thanks for waiting.
Okay, first of all, how you doing? First of all, Mason.
Yes.
Don't let them guys get on your case about eating in bed. I ate in bed for 4 years and lost 153 pounds.
God bless you, man.
What were you
eating
in bed?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you how I lost.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
My wife left me.
Okay.
That was 153 pounds. She left.
Well played.
Number two.
I'm a black man. I'm 69 years old.
Okay.
And I'm in love with Ramona Shelburne. If she ever leaves that man, I'm not a sugar daddy, but I'm a sweet and low daddy. Okay?
Sweet and low daddy. All right.
All right. Now, I got a theme song for you. It's called Because I Got High.
Okay.
Have you heard that song before?
That is not a bad song. It's a great song.
Okay. Now, here's my two bad songs.
Okay.
Number one, I believe in miracles. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, you sexy thing. Who sings
thing
that?
Or whatever.
Oh, who does that?
That one, and everybody was kung fu fighting.
Carl Douglas. Carl Douglas, yeah. Both.
All right, now,
hey, John, go ahead, John.
Okay, right quick.
Yeah.
The two worst national anthems, Roseanne Barr, Carl Lewis.
You think worse than Fergie?
Play Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis is pretty damn bad.
You're right, John.
Play Carl Lewis.
Yeah, Carl Lewis is. He actually uses the words "uh-oh" in the middle of the national anthem when he starts going on "and none of the free uh-oh and the home." Right there.
That's not bad.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Now this is. I'm sorry. This is a great record.
I like this song.
I really liked the disco when it happened. I was really young when it happened, but I thought they were cool songs.
First concert I ever saw was the Bee Gees in 79.
Wow.
Yeah, they were great. They were really great.
Did you watch the documentary about the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
There's a great documentary.
Yeah, it was on HBO a
couple
of years.
So good.
Really good.
Yeah, he's fat. There's only one living Bee Gee, right?
Yeah, I believe it's Barry.
I thought it was Maurice.
Let's look this up.
There's one. Well, don't kill Bee Gees.
Yesterday I killed John Paul Jones. Let's look up.
Don't kill Bee Gees. Well, I know there's only one surrounding. I've
I think you're right, though, but I think it's Barry.
Barry is still alive.
Yeah, Barry's still alive.
Barry is still with us.
Yeah. I think the disco era is underappreciated.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because this song is so associated with Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
And because Saturday Night Fever is associated with disco, I think people remember Saturday Night Fever as like this frivolous movie with Travolta in suit.
It's dark.
It's a dark, hard-edged movie.
Oh, yeah,
man.
It is.
Like, it's a rough movie.
Yeah, it's a hard R for 1977 whatever it is. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I mean, Travolta's phenomenal.
He's fantastic, yeah.
But his character is not likable in a lot
what's
of that movie.
What's the name?
Tony Manero.
Tony Manero, that's right.
These guys were great.
They are great. They are great. All right, coming up next for you, a very sort of wholesome star was on The Family Feud and gave a really surprising answer. And also, Big Ten got a lot of money for its TV deal, $8 billion through 2030. There's at least one player who thinks, yeah, revenue sharing. We got a revenue share.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got that coming up for you. Game of Games. It is Jorge's game today, I think, right? Right? Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Well, it's Richie Valens. This is my mom's favorite song. Donna Mashonsky out in Palm Springs right now. This is for you.
Does not your stepdad Leo sing it to her?
I have not been witness to that. And the concept of it is scary. By the way, I think the afternoon show now, I think Sedano and Cappy, are they at full strength now till football season? Is that what's going on?
I believe so. There's going to be some times off.
And we got one more week, and then we're back to full strength.
We are back to full strength after you're gone.
Yeah, we're back the 29th. That's Ireland's going to be here next week. Then we're full strength for football season.
I don't have any vacation days for either one of you. Right.
Correct.
Now, and for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year, exactly. Mm-hmm. Jorge, you're out?
September, yeah.
He is. First week of September.
We'll survive it.
Yeah.
No, why you say that?
I might not come back.
Cannot survive without Jorge.
Look, the team is at full strength. Like, Jorge is an important piece of this team.
Yes,
I would say
is.
That all of the members of the team, it goes Mason 1, Ireland 1A, Jorge 3, Bergman 4.
Ah, stop.
It's easier to replace me than it is anyone else. Yeah, it's true. No, don't stop. It's right.
Jorge, you're a huge part of the show. Huge. And a lot of people are like, boy, you must be, this is what somebody said to me yesterday, you must be relieved to not be working with Ireland right now. I'm like, are you kidding me? I love working with Ireland. That's the brand, man.
It's the brand. But, you know, every now and then, it's nice to, you know, mix things up.
Mix
a bit,
things
up,
yeah.
Up,
this
fresh.
Is not meant to
I get it.
Diminish you
talk,
or whatever.
Talk like I'm not here. It's fine.
Hey, this guy.
All right. Big Ten got $8 billion for its TV deal through 2030.
Wow.
Now, hours after the Big Ten announced this deal, a record-setting agreement with multiple broadcast networks that will be worth billions of dollars for the league. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud expressed support for the idea of players receiving a portion of the revenue. He says, I definitely think it should be shared. But if not, at the end of the day, we have the NIL space. We can do it that way. The new college football world is turning around, and I'm here for it. You know, it is turning around. They're not going to share TV revenue anytime soon. $9 billion. Who's the commissioner of the Big Ten? That guy should get the big prize for putting this whole thing together.
Look, man, this is all dictated by money.
Yes.
All of this centers around money.
Yes.
And this is the direction college sports has been moving in for years. It's just now more out in the open than it ever has been.
His name is Kevin Warren, and he also said that he wants to expand the conference to 20 teams.
No way!
20 teams.
Who the hell else would he grab?
Probably you can
is
get like
on
Oregon,
the,
Washington.
Oregon, Washington makes sense. Utah,
mm-hmm. Colorado,
Salt Lake,
maybe Stanford, Cal.
Stanford, Cal. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Would you? Because that's essentially just the Big Ten and
plus
the Pac-12 having
yeah.
a baby.
Pretty much, well, that's what SEC and Big 12 is going to do.
Well, what I was going to ask is, would you rather the baby become the best of the Pac-12, the best of the Pac-10, the best of the SEC? And it's just like a Voltron version of college football, where you have just the best of the best or the biggest names.
One conference instead of having two conferences?
Like a 20 or 22-team conference, and it's just the best of the best.
So, in other words, the best schools in college football would all be in one conference.
Yeah. Because if you're expanding to 20 teams, you might as well just start thinking about putting all the best teams in one group together.
College football in Premier League style.
Yeah.
Where then you get relegated.
Interesting. Yeah, but I mean, you don't want some poor kid, the quarterback at Vanderbilt. He doesn't.
But he's
going to
still be in a league. He's still going to be in a league, but you have to work your way back in.
When he went to Vanderbilt,
I guess so. I guess.
Come on.
I guess he knew.
Didn't Brian go to Vanderbilt?
Brian did go to Vanderbilt.
Some guy at Wake Forest is like, wait a minute, I want to play big time college football.
It's Wake. Like, it's Wake Forest. It's big enough. If that guy is playing at Wake Forest,
but you're
it's
saying
big enough.
Create a super conference,
yes.
And then
yes.
There's everybody else.
Because I feel like we're going there anyway. Like, you've already blown up all the traditional conferences. You've blown up all of the rivalries that people have come to know. So you might as well just go whole hog and get the most money possible and just put all of these teams together and just make it all on steroids.
I kind of like where it's going.
I don't mind it.
And we're going to wind up with two big conferences. The Pac-12 is going to be completely irrelevant when this is over.
It's the Big West now.
It is. I mean, I'm sure they'll let Fresno State in and San Diego State in and San Jose State, all that kind of
maybe
stuff.
BYU.
Well,
they're going to take the best leftovers.
Although BYU, I think, could wind up in the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten? I mean, well, they do play well
it's a
football
big
and
brand.
Basketball.
That's a big brand.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so I wanted to get to this before we go to Game of Games. Do you know who Kristen Chenoweth is?
Yeah.
She's like a Broadway star.
She's
and,
Wicked.
Yeah, she was Wicked, right?
Amazing
she was
voice.
Glinda or whatever she was
yeah,
in Wicked flying around.
You're right, Bergman. She's got an awesome voice.
Yeah, great voice. So she was on Family Feud, and she had her family on there. Like, you know, they bring celebrities, and here's my mom and sister and stuff like that. So she was asked this question by Steve Harvey. Still a great night. And listen to the way she answers.
We asked 100 women, after the lips, what's your favorite part of a man to kiss? Kristen.
Rhymes with
Andy's face.
Wow. Wow. Right out the gate.
She may have played Glinda the Good in the original cast of Wicked.
But, yeah, she comes out with that. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, she's the star. She's the one that's going to feel comfortable going.
Correct. Correct.
And you bring her in there to say
it's
things
amazing
like
the Family
that.
Feud is still on all these years later.
Steve Harvey, man.
Steve Harvey's great.
Like, it's kind of funny to see, like, the guys like Steve Harvey or Drew Carey, like these comics who've ended up game show hosts.
I'm trying to think. Who else has hosted Family Feud? I know it was Richard Dawson was the original.
Well, you want to talk about a kisser. That guy kissed everyone.
Oh, that
everyone.
Guy, yeah.
Like, he'd have been canceled.
He would have not gone over well in COVID either.
No.
Kissing
I mean,
everybody.
He gave a peck to every single woman.
Yeah, he absolutely did. I'm trying to think. Didn't Louis Anderson host
he
Family
did?
Feud?
Yeah, another comic.
I'm trying to think. Who else hosted Family Feud? I know that guy from Cincinnati, Ray... Ray, help me, Combs. Ray Combs was one of the hosts. The guy who just passed away, Freddie, who am I thinking of?
Freddie,
obviously.
Yeah, Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie, I'm thinking of Freddie.
Freddie.
No, I'm thinking of the guy from Baskets. Who am I thinking of?
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson, yeah.
You already
right.
said him.
I forgot Louis Anderson for a second.
You said Freddie. Like, who the hell's Freddie?
Jump on me. John O'Hurley did it.
Oh, yeah.
Peterman. Exactly.
Seinfeld.
But that show has lasted the test of time. Not everyone does. And Steve Harvey is a great host.
He is. He rolls with whatever.
Host. Yeah.
And he's quick. He's really quick to react.
Quick is the way we'll describe Jorge's game coming out. Jorge, what do you got? Still a great night. What kind
of
game we got?
Baseball themed. Baseball themed.
Should be my game.
All right. Should and Shidano is playing. Yeah.
Shidano is back. All right, so Shidano will be in here. We'll do a little Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Andy is in for John, 710 ESPN. And I guess Shadano's not playing?
He is playing.
Oh, he's there. Oh,
I'm here.
Sorry about that, Jordan. I was expecting you to walk into the studio. How you doing, man?
I'm good, buddy. We only have an hour show, so.
Yeah, I listened to you you guys yesterday.
You did, for a long time.
I texted you throughout the show.
You did?
Is Kathy,
did you hear Bergman when he came on the show?
I did hear Bergman on the show, yeah.
I didn't say anything bad, Mace.
No. He did not.
He knows better. Now, is Cappy going to be your sideline reporter for your games on ESPN?
Chris has kind of talked me out of it. He says I shouldn't mix business with pleasure. You know what I'm saying? So.
You know, I think Cappy can be very professional. I've heard him do Westwood One game.
No, he's been great.
He knows what he's doing.
But it's less about that. I mean, on the air, I'm not worried about it. But Chris was like, you know, when like Cappy does Cappy things, like off the air, he's like, do you really want to deal with that? Well, even when you're not here? Like,
I'd admit, that's a fair question.
Yeah.
That's a fair question. All right, so it's Jorge's game today. Jorge, what do you got cooking?
Okay, so we all know our baseball teams.
Yes.
But I want to see if you guys know them by their team colors. So I got a list of like the colors of the uniforms. And some of them are very similar, so some of them have four colors, some of them have three colors. Just got to be patient and listen to all of them.
And its name is your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer.
Okay, got it.
Somebody help me keep score.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Let me just check your delay real fast, George.
Me?
Yeah. No delay.
No delay. All right,
here we go.
I'm good. He's probably lying.
Yeah, there's probably tons of delay.
Here we go. The first team. Ready? The colors are royal blue.
Mason. Dodgers.
Nope.
Ah!
Royal blue, gold, and white.
Greg. The gold threw me off, but the Royals?
The Royals.
I actually almost pulled Royals out of that. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one. They're brown, gold.
Mason.
Padres.
The most beautiful uniforms in sports. Brown
mustard.
And
San Diego love.
Right, here's the next one. Sedona red, Samora and sand.
Mason.
Sedano.
Mason.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Damn it. Yeah. When you said Sedona, that was the giveaway.
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. Scarlet. Navy.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Chicago Cubs.
No. All right, here we go. Scarlet. Navy blue. Yellow.
Andy.
Marlins?
Mason.
Not the Marlins.
Oh, I know.
Mason.
Cardinals.
No, not the Cardinals. Greg?
Cardinals don't have blue.
Give me all of them. All right. Is that all of them?
Yeah, no. Here we go. Scarlet, navy blue, yellow, and white.
Mets?
Nah, not the Mets. It was the Atlanta Braves. None of it.
Atlanta Braves. Everybody struck out. Okay.
Yeah, nobody got that one. Here's the next one. Orange, black, and white.
Greg. Giants.
Nah.
Masons.
Nah. Mason.
Orioles.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, Mason 3, Bergman 1, Andy, Jorge, yet to scratch. Andy, did you check out for the day? Or
I threw out a couple answers.
Oh,
I was wrong.
You did. Yeah.
Here we go. This next one. Blue, red, maroon, silver, and white.
Silver. Sedano.
Sedano.
Silver threw me off.
And
Washington?
Nah, not the Washington. Nope. Not the
Mason. Marlins.
Nope, not the Marlins.
No, that was going to be my guess. I got that one uniform. No, they don't have silver, though.
Blue,
this is where it
red.
Throws you off. The order of the colors throw it off. That's the whole point. So it's blue, red, maroon, silver, and white.
Greg. Cubs?
Nah, not the Cubs. Andy?
God.
Name a team,
Rockies.
Any team.
Nah, man, it's the Angels. See, that was
the Angels.
Yeah. Silvers have blue?
Well, it's in the A or whatever. As long as it's
and,
like
as long
design.
As it, in other yeah, words, yeah. He's saying trim colors
exactly.
And stuff
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Right, that's right. Exactly how the team has it listed on their website.
Got it. Okay.
Here's the next one. Oh, man, this one gives it away. I'll skip that one. This one gives it
it's okay to give me a. It's okay to give a gimme.
Give me one. I really need one.
Yeah, Andy, George need to get.
Yeah, me too.
All right, here we go. Caliente red, slate gray.
Greg
Mason.
Greg.
Astros.
Nope. Caliente red, slate gray, midnight black.
Mason.
Mason.
I'll go Marlins again.
Marlins, it is.
Oh. Caliente red. They don't have red uniforms.
That's how they have it. That's how they have it listed. And then the first one is Miami blue. What is Miami?
Oh, Miami blue. Yeah, it's
that.
A special blue they have.
I mean, don't they just have teal? That's what it is. It's teal.
I mean, this is the list I got.
You're not. By the way, George, you're not allowed to argue with the premise of the game.
Point, yeah, you lose points.
No, George, don't take a point away from George.
No, we're not. I'm saying you lose points.
You can't take a point away from George. No, I'm not complaining to Jorge. I'm complaining to the Marlins with the description.
Yeah. Here we go. Next one. Navy blue, yellow, and white.
Navy blue, yellow, and
Mason.
White. Oh!
Mason. Cubs.
No, not the Cubs.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Tampa Bay Rays.
No, not the Tampa Bay Rays.
Really?
Navy blue. Not baby blue.
Oh, navy.
Oh, navy.
Navy blue, yellow and white.
Andy, well, Greg.
Oh, I know what it is.
Greg.
Saw this team, yeah.
Just recently saw this team. Now you're messing
navy
with me.
Blue, yellow, and white.
Brewers?
The Brewers.
Hey!
Yeah.
Okay, Mason 4, Bergman 2, Andy, Jorge yet to scratch. Or Jorge, Greg. George yet to scratch.
All right, here we go. Next one. Blue, red, navy blue, gray, and white.
Mason, I'll go Cubs there.
Nope.
Sedano.
Just going to keep trying Cubs.
Washington Nationals.
No, not the Nationals.
Damn it.
Say them again.
All right. Blue, red.
Greg. Toronto Blue Jays.
Nah.
And there's no red there.
There's not red in a lot of things.
Well, there's red trim or something.
Yeah.
That's what's tricky. Blue, red, navy blue, gray, and white.
Nationals?
Oh,
I know.
No. Sedano, go ahead.
Can I guess it just to guess it? Just Texas Rangers?
Nah, man, it's the Yankees.
The Yankees?
The Yankees?
That's what I have in the list, man.
They do have red.
Yeah, they do have red. There's a touch of red.
There's navy blue.
Touching a lot of things.
And the gray, you said?
Gray, there's gray.
Oh, the gray road uniforms. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's another one. Green,
Greg.
Gold. Greg.
No. Athletics.
Athletics.
Oh, that one's Bergman. Easy. Okay, Mason 4, Bergman 3, Andy 1, George 1.
All right, this one's pretty, like, you know.
Gimme.
Yeah. Red,
Mason.
Blue, and white.
Oh.
Mason.
We don't go Cardinals.
Nah.
Red. Sedano.
Go ahead. Go Sedano.
The Phillies.
Yeah, the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Black, yellow, and white.
Andy.
Andy.
Greg.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Andy's got two.
Yes. Here we go. Here's another one. Red, black, and white.
Red, black, and
Andy.
White.
Sedano. Andy. Sorry.
Nationals.
No, not Mason.
I said Sedano.
Sedano gets the ring in. He rang in his name.
Boston Red Sox.
That's what I was going to go with, too. Wait, hold on. Not the Boston Red Sox.
One more time.
Red, black, and white.
Nationals.
Mason, Nationals.
They already said Cincinnati Reds.
They do have a black alternative uniform.
Here we go. Purple, silver, black.
Sedano. Oh. Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay, now, wait a minute. It's getting interesting. How many do you have left, Jorge?
Maybe a whole sheet over here.
Oh, a whole sheet. Let's do three more. It's Mason 4, Bergman 3, George 3, Andy 2. So it's a race.
Sally, yeah. Here we go. Columbia blue, yellow,
Greg.
And white. Greg.
Blue Jays.
No, not the Blue Jays.
Sedano. St. Louis Cardinals.
No. You guys want the colors again?
Yeah, same again.
Columbus, blue, yellow, and white.
Andy. Cleveland.
No, not Cleveland.
Yeah, I thought the Columbus, too.
Cleveland and white.
Columbus, blue, yellow, and white.
I'll go Minnesota Twins.
Nah, you guys got to run Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, so we got two more.
All right, here we go. Northwest Green.
Mason. That is the Seattle Mariners.
Damn it! I knew it!
Yeah, the Northwest.
Northwest gave it away.
It is so obvious.
Mason wins.
I've clinched it.
Just for one. Yeah, whatever. Right.
Good for me.
Yeah, that's the game.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, we're done.
Good job, Mace. You got on the board.
Thank you very much.
Is that your first one on the board?
That's the first win in August.
And then you're
probably the last. I'm gone for a week. So,
a furious comeback for me and Andy to make
you
it
guys. You guys made
it
a run.
It interesting.
Yeah, you guys made a run. So, Sedano, actually, we'll hold for the super stager here in just 1 second.
The boat.
There he is.
The boat.
What's going on, man? I should mention Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Sedano, how's it feel to be back? I thought there was a lot of enthusiasm and you had fun yesterday. I loved the show yesterday.
I thought we had as good a show as we've had in a really long time. We also weren't on for a really long time, but I mean beyond that as well.
Yeah, Cappy, did you feel good to have George back?
Yeah, it felt great. As a matter of fact, you know, there is a time in a game where you get into that zone where things are moving in slow motion.
Oh, yeah, you're in the flow.
With me and Sedano, it's never slow motion. It's like full speed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Cappy used to say at the beginning. He's like, the show moves too fast. I'm like, you'll catch up. Trust me.
Oh, is that what it is? Cappy, you think the show sometimes moves too fast for you?
No, I like the speed. I like the pace. But yesterday, there were a couple of moments where it was like, bang, bing, bum, boop, ba, dip, ba. And it was like, wow,
that's
this thing's
exactly
moving
what,
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like an old Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say it sounded like scatting, like jazz. Boom, beep, yeah. Bop, 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 bop.
How many games are you doing this year, Sadat? I heard you talking about games, and Cappy's going to be your sideline reporter now. Cappy, are you excited about that to work?
I don't know.
To prowl the sidelines with Sedano in the booth?
I don't know if I'm ready to travel again. I don't know if I'm ready to get back on the road. I don't know.
By the way, isn't that really the thing? Like, Sedano, I know these are – you do a great job, unbelievable opportunities. You know, I don't like traveling for work at all. Like, I don't like, you know, packing a suitcase, living out of a suitcase, not being home, all that stuff.
I'm just used to being like George Clooney and up in the air. You know what I mean? Like, I pack efficiently. I'm in and out. I have a backpack and a roller, and I'm good.
That's it.
Yep.
And you're fine.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes I have a suit bag if I have, like, you know, well, sometimes it's suit bag and roller, depending on, you know, if it's something I need a suit for, which is... the radio stuff I don't need a suit for, but the TV stuff I do.
My God, the radio is so much better than the TV, though.
Like, yeah.
The radio, you go in a little later, you know, you don't have to do the multiple production meetings with both teams.
Yeah. You don't have to get into hair and makeup.
Dude, I'm telling you, NFL football, we would go Friday to the home team, watch their practice, then interview like 10 of their players, and then have dinner that night. So Friday was wasted. Saturday, you'd go to the opposing team when they got to the team hotel. We'd do 10 interviews there, then go back and have production meetings all night. And then Sunday was the game, and then you'd fly back Sunday night if you could. I mean, it was like a 3-4 day affair for a Sunday, whereas Monday Night Football, you get there on Sunday, you show up at the game. Nobody does any work like in advance. Everybody's like, all right, hey, Kevin Harlan's going to say good
evening. I'm sure George puts in a lot of,
prep work. He means like on site is what he's saying.
Oh, okay. The prep work, the radio, I always found was more fun than the TV.
So, I think radio is more fun than TV, like pure fun, period.
Yeah, I think, like, radio is where the fun is.
There's more spontaneity in radio. You're allowed more freedom. You don't have to worry about
B-roll
stuff like that.
When I started thinking about doing play-by-play on radio, I work with Mike Breen a lot, so I just kind of picked his brain about it. And he was like, look, I love what I do. I mean, he's the voice of the NBA, for God's sake, right? But he's like, occasionally I do miss the freedom of calling a game on radio.
Yeah,
yeah. Just radio allows more just pure spontaneity because you don't have to worry about screwing up the production that the team behind you did with, again, like,
well,
B-roll,
and there's
camera
less,
angles.
On TV, I mean, look, when I'm on sidelines, I'm listening to everything that's going on to the, you know, that's also being communicated to the play-by-play people. Like, there's a lot of talking in your ear,
yeah,
like, when you're on TV. Like, hey, this element. Hey, go to this. Hey, here's this replay. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that going on. Whereas if you're doing radio, there's a producer there, and maybe occasionally they'll be in your ear. But for the most part, you're talking a lot. You're like a, you're an auctioneer in a lot of ways. You're calling games on radio.
And when you're on the sidelines on radio, like, I would say to the guys, I go, hey, just come down to me. They wouldn't say, like, what do you got? Or, like, is this? They just go, okay, hey, let's go down to Scott. And then on TV, you'd have to, like,
but I think that's a trust
him.
Thing, Scott, because.
Yes.
I think the first year or two I was doing any, like, sidelines, even on TV, it was like, hey, what do I got? And they're like, well, what do you got?
Right.
But now, exactly. After like 6 years, they're like, I tell them, hey, let me get in. And they're just like, okay, open George's mic. You know?
Same. Radio, same. But on TV, what I always found was you had like 15 seconds. And anytime you go down to the sideline reporter, in the case that was the role I played, if you spoke over the play, in other words, if you didn't get it back to the play-by-play person,
that's bad.
Dude, that's that's breaking the cardinal rules, man.
Yeah. So on TV, you can get away with that a little bit because people are seeing it. But on radio, that is absolutely sin number one. I've actually called, like, I literally had like a massive dunk or something happen while I'm in the middle of a report, and I'll just call what I see, you know what I mean, and then get back to my report.
So when I did sidelines for I guess it was Fox Sports West at that point.
Is this like Angels games?
No, it was college football game. It was UCLA games. So
we need tape of this. Can we get tape of this to run on the show?
Somewhere it exists, but let me just tell you what happened.
Bergman, that's your homework assignment.
This ended my sideline career. If you can find this, this is gold.
Tell me what happened.
So UCLA was blowing the doors off the Houston Cougars at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. What year do you think this is?
This was Cade McNown time.
Okay. Oh, right, so this is
so the
98?
UCLA was rolling pretty good.
98, yeah.
So Billy Mack was the play-by-play guy, and I'm down on the field, and Billy says, you know, it's 50-10. You could do something. Come up with something to do. So I'm like, okay, I got an idea. Okay, get to the Houston Cougar cheerleaders, and I say, okay, everybody, here's the Houston Cougar cheerleaders. Here's the new cheer. Give me a C. They go C. Give me an O. They go O. Give me a V. V? Give me an E. Cover. We're here to cover that spread.
Oh, boy.
That was over.
Yeah, yeah, really?
In college athletics, ahead of your time.
Grand especially opening, in 1998. Yeah, no chance that was flawed.
But Mace, that was that you're way ahead of your time.
You were.
And
if
now
you did
look
that
at
this
it.
Year, everybody'd be like, awesome, way to go,
oh,
Mace.
Well, I'll tell you this though. I just did the ESPN College Football Seminar, and the even though we are full into gambling on our studio shows and all that, on the games, you can make kind of your innuendos, but you can't be like, you know, USC minus seven, they're gonna cover on the game broadcast.
Right, right. So Cappy, here's the thing. Yeah, you what were you doing at 9 o'clock this morning?
What was I doing? At 9
what were you doing, Mace?
I was.
Budajeska!
No, I was not. I had a shrink appointment at exactly the same time.
How'd that go?
Actually, how right now?
We had a talk. Okay. We had a talk. It was inconvenient timing. Now, where were you? There was a big corporate.
I was on the big Zoom meeting. We were wondering where you and Cappy were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was at the shrink. Where were you, Cappy?
I also had a doctor's appointment that was something that could not be missed.
Do you have a note? Yeah. Do you have a doctor's note you can present?
I don't.
Yeah.
But I could get one.
Yeah, I could get one, too.
They taking care of that foot for you, Captain?
Yeah, well, no, it's the shin. It's the busted shin that I got hurt playing softball for the company, so.
Oh, company time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Shaq all of a sudden now.
Where I just don't show up for things, or
no? Where you like where, when he was with the Lakers?
Right? Yeah, right.
He said he got hurt on company time.
If I get hurt on company time, yeah. I get
what did I miss? Tell me what
time.
I missed.
Yeah, it was a big meeting. I don't think it's for air, right?
No, it's not. Air? I mean, no. Well, we're gonna do like a cool, fun thing with the audience for football season.
Awesome,
and it's gonna involve like a little gambling twist to it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now we were talking about play by play there for a second.
Wait, did everybody make it except me and Mason?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Oh, that makes me feel kind of cool.
Yeah, by the way, if I was to put money on the two guys most likely to miss a meeting, it would be me and Cappy.
Yeah, but I always feel like I'm always there and prompt for things. Like, this is one where I legitimately screwed up.
Yeah.
And so it kind of makes me feel a little cool, like, you know, you weren't there, and now, like, ooh, what's his deal? Why wasn't he here? That seems a little mysterious to me. He's usually always there and on time.
Boss Amanda actually said the two people that we're going to need to repeat this to numerous times on how this is actually going to work are the two people that aren't here.
True. That is true.
I am way smarter than Cappy, am I not?
I don't know about smarter. It's just you may pay more attention. I don't know if you're smarter.
I don't think either one of you is going to pay attention to anything you're told about this.
No, I think Mason's probably smarter than you.
No, I mean, I'll pull it off.
How do we prove that, though?
I'll pull it off.
You guys want to do an IQ test?
Oh.
Want to do a Wonderlic test, Mason?
Yeah, or something like that.
I'd do an IQ test. I've never had my IQ measured. I would love to know what my IQ actually is.
Really?
I think I had mine when I was like in elementary school, maybe, but I don't
remember.
How smart
could you possibly be? What, you knew which block to go where? I mean, but you're in elementary school.
They test a lot of that stuff when you're little. They will do IQ tests on little kids. Like, it's cognitive.
I hope my score is better.
There's a Mensa test. Do you want me to send you the Mensa test on a link and you guys can just do it and see what you score?
Does that mean I can Google for answers or no?
No.
No.
Oh.
I mean, be honest. The reason is the Mensa test, you have to see it because it's like shapes and stuff.
Okay. Well, hey, good news for me, Mace. I will be spending quite a bit of time with Boss Amanda tomorrow.
Oh, really? What's going on?
And Consultant Chris, you know.
Yes.
They're coming down for a day at the racetrack, the one that you just enjoyed.
Very nice.
We're going to do it all over again tomorrow.
Oh, that's very nice. And, you know, Cappy bought us pretzel puffs, George.
Oh, really?
We had the pretzel puffs. And the Diet Cokes, and that was it.
Yeah, they were cheap date.
We were a cheap date. We were. So, George, when you're doing play-by-play, I was listening to the A game last night. I won't say which one, but it's a local game. And an announcer say this during the game, and this bugs me. He said, "That's a can of corn."
No, I would never use that. Never.
The olden-timey baseball expressions.
Nope. Can't stand that.
He whines and deals. Where are the
can of corn is different than wines and deals.
You think so?
Yeah, I think can of corn is.
My dad used to say can of corn all the time.
That is old timey.
It's also bad for baseball specifically. Yeah. Like the one sport that does not want to be anchored to that kind of call is baseball.
Do you know where can of corn came from?
No.
Okay, so here's allegedly, according to my long dead dad, where it came from. He says that at the grocery store, when there was a can really high on the shelf, you'd have to knock it off the shelf and catch it when it came down. So that's where a can of corn came from.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water and quick.
Do you believe that's where can of corn came from?
I can believe
so
that.
So I'm looking it up here in Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Okay.
It's can of corn is one of the more mysterious baseball phrases with numerous theories behind its origin. One is that it comes from the action of grocery clerks using a stick to tip a can off a high shelf and then catch it as to hand to a customer. In extended use, the phrase can refer to something easily accomplished.
Right. So if something's really easy, that's a can of corn.
Right. But the origin is the difficult can to get off the shelf. So that doesn't really make sense. They're basically
saying it doesn't make sense at all.
It can be easy or hard.
Do this.
Well, easy with the stick.
Yeah, go up to any baseball fan under 25 years old and say, what does can of corn mean in baseball? And find out if they know.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take a quick IQ test?
Yeah.
We can take one right here on the air.
We can do one right now?
Yeah, I'll just ask you the questions in this practice one I found.
Yeah, well, is it your name is your buzzer?
Yeah. Okay. It's multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here's question one off this test I found online. It's actually a Wonderlic practice.
Okay,
actually,
good.
That's what I found. Sally wants three. Give me get some music.
Oh, God.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Sally wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies.
Do I need pen and paper?
I would.
4 dozen snickerdoodles. And 1 dozen chocolate chip cookies. How many cookies will Sally have?
Wait a second. Go, say it again.
Sally wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies, 4 dozen snickerdoodles, and 1 dozen chocolate
Can
chip
I answer?
Cookies.
No.
No, them two only.
Ugh. So the question is she wants 3 dozen cookies.
No, bro. She wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies, 4 dozen snickerdoodles, and 1 dozen chocolate
chip. I've got the answer.
How many does she want?
I've got the answer.
Okay, here's multiple choice.
Okay.
A-120, B-34, C-200, D-96. Mason.
I will say D.
Scott.
I will also say D.
D is correct.
Yes, that is correct. I did the math.
Yeah.
I knew how many cookies were
Which of the following is not a whole number? Now, I won't get the answer to this till later. They'll give me the answers at the end. All right. Which of the following is not a whole number followed by its square? This is the Wonderlic.
Whole number followed by its square.
What does that mean?
Which of the one? Which one of them is not that?
Not that.
Okay.
I need to know what it is though before I know what it isn't.
All right. A is 15 and 205.
Mm-hmm.
B is 11 and 121. C is 2 and 4. D is 8 and 64. And E, there's 5 here, 13 and 169.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead, Mace.
I will say A, 15 and 205.
Okay.
I will also say A.
Okay. I will get your answer in a moment because it'll tell me after the fact. All right.
You may notice a strategy I'm playing here.
Do what Mason does.
This way your IQ is not higher than mine.
Correct.
Cappy goes first.
Yeah.
Come on, Jorge.
Are the following two words similar, contradictory, or not related? Aghast is the first word. Unsurprised is the second word.
And what is the question?
Scott,
are they what?
Are they similar, contradictory, or not related? Similar,
and the words are aghast and...
Aghast and unsurprised.
And the similar or...
Similar. This has
this
a
is
time
hard.
Right.
Similar, this is hard
contradictory, or not related. Related.
Yes.
Give an answer. A, B, C.
I'm going to go B.
Oh, God, he's right. It is B.
Yeah, it is B. I mean, even I knew that. I don't even have to look at the answer.
And by the way, it was 11-121 for the other one.
11 is 11.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very hard for me to do this without actually seeing it, you know.
Yeah, so you were both wrong, and you're both right at this point. So you have the same. We have 3 minutes left on this clock here on this practice test.
Okay.
To make 1 dozen cookies, Trish needed 1/4 cup of butter. She wants to make 9 dozen cookies. How much butter does she need? 2 1/4 cups... is A, 3 cups is B, 2 cups is C, 2.5 cups is D. Scott.
A.
Okay, Mason.
B.
Okay. Next question. Did you write that down, Bergman, on question 4?
I
just
got
write down
A
their,
and B.
Their answers.
Yeah, what
A and B.
Are we doing here? Okay.
Okay, because I got to go to the end to get all the answers.
I've got 2 1/4 cups.
All right, let me skip past that one.
All
right. Okay. A tandem bike means that it has blank amount of seats. 3, 4, 1, or 2?
Cappy?
2.
Two.
Yeah, that's right. 2.
Okay. All right, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get all the right answers
all right.
at the end.
What month has 5 months? What month is, excuse me, what month is 5 months after March? June, October, December, or August?
I'll say August.
August.
Okay.
We're both kind of...
You're rolling through this so far.
We're both geniuses, by the way, Mace. Both.
There are 40 grams of sugar in a 12-ounce can of Dr. Pepper. If your max intake of sugar permitted for the day is 25 grams, how much of the Dr. Pepper can you drink? 6 ounces, 7.5 ounces, 12 ounces, or 2 ounces?
2 ounces.
Yes, I'm going to say 2 ounces. That's right.
Don't listen to Cappy just following along.
No way. I would have said 2 ounces first.
This is going well.
All right, we've got...
Mason, you're almost as smart as I am.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
All right, from the list below, select all the quadrupled mammals that might be found as a pet in a typical American family home.
Say that again. What the
hell? What kind of mammals?
From the list below, the list I give you, okay. Select all the quadruped mammals, pardon me, quadruped mammals.
Quadruped.
Quadruped, sorry, thank you.
I should get the IQ just for figuring that out.
That is true.
That was very Thank smart.
That was
what
the
does
toughest
it mean?
Thing in all of this.
Four legs.
Four legs. That I knew, but I Thank just didn't know how to pronounce the word. That might be found as a pet in a typical American home. Dog, hamster, cat, goldfish, or giraffe?
Which one isn't?
Just how many of them are quadruped?
How many of them will be found in a typical American home?
Quadruped mammals.
So wait, so the list is dog, cat, what?
Hamster, goldfish, giraffe.
Dog and cat.
Okay.
I'm going to say dog, cat, hamster, three.
Oh, hamster. I missed three.
Yeah.
Missed hamster. Damn it.
If rent is $1,238 a month, that's pretty low. How much do you owe for 6 months? A is $9,234. B is $7,428. C is $14,846. And D is 2,390. A, B, C, or D?
What was B?
7,428.
I'm taking that one.
Mace. I'm taking C.
Okay, 14,856.
For six months, Mace?
Yeah, 6 months.
It's 6 months at $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
13.
So what's your point?
14,000.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty... I don't understand why you
went there. This is going to be a
giveaway without even doing the math, is I think what Kaplan's getting
at. Oh, is that right?
Am I right, Scott?
I think I'm on the verge of possibly being smarter than Mason.
You might be.
Just taking shots here.
All right. The bill is $19.56 at a restaurant. You give the waiter $50.01. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much change should you get? So, hold on. Let me repeat the question one more time. Bill's $19.56. You paid him $50.01. A... $25.61, B, $30.45, D, C, $20.19, D, $32.98. Mason.
30 and 45 cents.
Yes, Cappy. Same. 30, 45.
Cap. Yeah, he's just...
What, I'm doing the math. I think you're right.
I mean, there's only one... He's only got one different than you, the hamster one at this point. So it's like,
if
the hamster...
I'm right. I don't know if a hamster's got four legs.
It's Friday.
All right, I'm just going to scroll to the end and get the answers. Hold on.
This is... We are putting the F in F at Friday. Right
now.
Oh, now it's
really...
doing a Capital One commercial. Come on. Wonderlick.
What's the breaking news there, Cappy?
Forget it. The damn thing won't go because of this Capital One commercial.
All right.
But Cappy got one different than you. I'll find out. Hold on.
Yeah,
I'll just Google it.
Yeah. Does a hamster have four legs?
A hamster does.
A quadruped.
Because that's the difference.
What hamsters have you been around?
Well, kangaroo. I mean, Mason says a kangaroo has five legs.
Yeah, but wait a second. A giraffe has four legs, but I don't have a pet.
Whoa! What?
Hold on. Hamster.
Mason.
Quadruped.
Does a hamster have four legs? That is the question. That will determine who's smarter.
I'm looking at quadruped. Four legs, doesn't it? Did I really not get this
hamster,
right?
Hamster, a murine, myomorphic rodent quadruped. Cappy is right.
Oh, yeah.
Cappy won. Wow.
God, that feels good.
Does it?
It does. Because you were about to leave on a Friday
afternoon.
But you
cheated, really, because you just went with Mace the entire time.
Yeah,
until
you
the
just
hamster.
Picked what I picked.
Now, wait a second. That is not necessarily accurate. That is true of the first few questions. But
yeah,
it's
for
just
most
so happens,
of them.
It just
yeah.
so happens that I concurred with Mace's answers.
Mace's prediction based on no inside information or specific knowledge. In other words, he's talking out of his ass.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I'm going to call Mace. It a week.
You are?
You know what? You know what I'll do?
What?
We're going to give you guys a written test next time.
Do that.
Yeah,
do
I'd
that.
Like to have it
that
written.
Way you guys, and
test.
Then you turn it in, and then after the fact.
And then Professor, no, we should get Professor Clinton Yates.
Right.
Oh. Graded.
Yeah, 100%. That's what
right.
we're
It'll
we,
be like if a soccer field is 110 yards long yeah. Yeah. and 60 yards wide.
Have you yeah. learned nothing? It's a pitch. All right, that's the end of Super Crosstalk, brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Hey, I'm gone for a week. Ireland's back next week, and then we'll get loaded up for football season on the 26th. Sedano and Cappy coming at you now, 710 ESPN. Have a great weekend.